Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We have a lot to talk about today. Transfers, the transfer portal, a number of Penn State names who have ended up there, and I think there's a secondary conversation as we go through these names, which I'm not holding those out on you. Zach McPherson, Lamont Wade, Brandon Polk, the latest. Zach McPherson, as of this very moment, is the only one to have confirmed that his name is on the transfer portal, but I don't see any reason to doubt that the other two are as well. Juwan Johnson, also there, also confirms. You've got four guys looking to transfer. You've got five guys who declared early for the NFL draft. You had a few other names, Isaiah Humphreys, Braylon Faison Walden, Braylon Franklin, Corey Bowles, who have transferred.
Sterling Jenkins.
Also, Sterling Jenkins opting to go to Duquesne. So now suddenly, you know, I guess I'll just leave this for you, Greg. Is there some kind of overlying or underlying concern here about what's going on at Penn State that all these guys want to leave, or is this just attrition gone wild, so to speak?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think number one, the transfer, I'm not calling it the transfer portal. This will be the last time I say that. We're going to go with database for the rest of this hour.
It's a portal.
It's a database. I think that it's brought more more awareness to the transfer situation, but I don't think it really would have been, you know, if there was no transfer database, these guys would have just requested their transfer and it would have got out a different way. So I don't think that it's necessarily happening in a bigger number. Now, obviously, you know, you look back to last year, maybe Penn State had less transfers, but guys decide to leave all the time. And it's not like we're talking about, you know, we're talking about Etor Grossmontos transferring or Micah Parsons transferring or Ricky Slade transferring. I mean, all three of those guys impacted Penn State in their own way. When we talk about Wade, Humphreys, and who's the last one I'm missing here? Polk. But yeah. I mean, it's not as if these guys have been runaway successes so far. So obviously they have the chance to come back still. They don't have to transfer now. You know, McPherson has already put out there that he is going to the grad transfer once he graduates in the spring. So he will play immediately. I believe Polk will be able to do the same, even though he hasn't announced that. I think he'll have the opportunity to. So I wouldn't say it's terribly surprising. And then Wade has been obviously a little bit struggled to get on the field. Some thought he would fight for the starting safety job. He still has the opportunity to do that, but he's also going to see what's out there and maybe move on. So we'll have to wait and see what he decides to do.
So the follow-up question to all this is, and I don't think we know the answer yet. We don't really know how this database / portal is going to actually impact. But here's the one thing I would say is that, you know, student athletes who now have just a little bit of control that they didn't have before, it ends up, you know, you have guys who know that the school that they're at can't block whatever they feel like the best decision is for themselves. And I think you're seeing now, maybe you're getting a feel for the number of kids who made a commitment to a school, signed their paperwork in a year or two, and for all kinds of reasons. It has to be said that not all of this is just football either. You know, you see guys lose passion for the game, for example, like Robbie Martin is a good example, a kid who walked away from football. You got opportunity, maybe you don't feel socially that comfortable there. Maybe you're homesick or whatever. Like, there's all kinds of reasons to kind of feel like changing your environment is the best thing for you. And this is just going to be an eye-opener, I think, especially around here, of the number of kids who, for whatever reason, might not have anything to do with James Franklin or football or the Penn State team. They're just not as happy as they feel like they could or should be. And now there's not anything standing in their way. So my question is, guys who are going to put their toe in the water and try to explore this, can they reconcile that with the school that they're choosing to leave?
Yeah, I mean, really what it comes down to is guys expect one thing when they're either told or expect something when they're a recruit, and they, you know, get to campus, and sometimes it doesn't work out. In the case of Xavier Humphreys, I just don't think he really liked State College all that much. Now, he just transferred to Cal, so it's obviously not Texas where he's from, but it's still pretty California. Pretty
much equidistant.
Right. So, you know, we'll see how that works out for him. But, you know, guys get to campus, and sometimes it doesn't work out. There's sometimes that you'll listen to us talk about these 4- and 5-star recruits, and we're both convinced that they're can't-miss prospects and guys that are, you know, certified the potential studs, and then they end up getting to campus and it doesn't work out for whatever reason. So when guys decide to move on, obviously they're looking for something more. They're looking for a better opportunity. They're looking for this, that, or the other thing. So at the end of the day, I think that these guys that put their name into the portal, you know, they have to decide, you know, do I want to leave? Am I definitely leaving? And I think what makes this conversation difficult is that, you know, in the old days, which was just last year,
yeah.
You know, guys would, you know, it would come out through somebody, or a guy would post on social media that he requested a transfer and he was leaving. Now, with this transfer portal, you always have to have, I did it again, you have to have the caveat of, he's, you know, the guy can come back. He's basically putting his name into a place where other coaches from schools across the country can contact him, but it doesn't mean he can leave. Now, Bruce Feldman reported that what one thing, though, is that once you're in this portal, your school can choose to cancel your scholarship. So, what do you think? Probably 99% of the guys that put their name in this thing. There was an example Brett McMurphy tweeted about, I can't remember where, but an SEC school, that there was a guy that put his name in December, looked around before the winter semester or the spring semester started at his school, decided to come back. So there will be that, but yeah. I would say 99% of these guys are probably going to leave.
It's hard to say a number, but like if you just make the comparison to putting your toe in the water for the draft, for example, for the NBA draft, you know, this is the equivalent to me of getting a grade. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see the vast, vast majority, whether that's 99% or not, I'm not sure, but you don't really reach this point of exploring other places if there's just you're fundamentally checked out, or you're ready to, you're just so ready for something new. It is interesting to think that maintaining a good relationship with the school and the school with the player, that you can maybe salvage this. But this is a tricky spot for college football. It's a tricky spot right now for Penn State. And you look down through the depth chart, and there's not a lot of positions on the depth chart where you are looking at any kind of emergency. Let's just say that. But there's now a lot of positions on the depth chart where there's just not as many names as you would expect on there. And certainly you've got 18 kids coming in. You're going to grow this out. I got to assume now, Greg, and I guess this is another follow-up question, that the 2019 class ends up maxing out at 25 here.
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, because right now you take those three guys out. So before Sunday's news about those three guys transferring, the number, it looked like they had 5 spots left, 80 scholarships total, which gives them 5 spots to work with. Now, obviously, you had 3 to that, so they could technically sign 28. Now, NCAA rules will not allow them to do that, but they could put CJ Holmes on scholarship. They could put another walk-on scholarship. You know, my question is there 5 guys out there that they're going to be able to get? Right. That's really what it'll come down to. I think they would take 5 guys if they can find 5 guys, but I don't know if they're going to find 5 guys that already have offers that want to come play at Penn State. So we'll see. But certainly they have the wiggle room now. I think more so you get into this weird conversation about saving space, but I think you might want to save some of those scholarships for the 2020 class.
Probably fair. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Penn State football and the transfer portal from the NCAA. And is it, by the way, is it wrong that every time you kept saying 5 guys, 5 guys, 5 guys, I kept thinking about hamburgers?
Little Hungry? Yeah, that's right.
The segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value you can find in Happy Valley. I can testify to that. Really, you're just going there. You're ditching a hotel room in favor of an environment where you're surrounded by college football fans for a weekend, and you're tailgating, and you're getting the best of what you go try to go up to a Penn State football game and get all one place. It's GoPSURV.com. I think it's worth just circling back to the idea of the transfer portal, and mm-hmm. I just want to revisit what was how this was presented over the summer. It said, beginning in October, Division I student athletes will have the ability to transfer to a different school and receive a scholarship without asking their current school for permission. That permission thing, you no longer can block a kid from going to another Big Ten school, can't block a kid from going to another school in your region, blah, blah, blah. Adopted a proposal that creates a new notification of transfer model. And that's what this is. It's the notification of transfer. Doesn't necessarily, and I think you're right about the high majority of kids who go into the portal end up going someplace else. But this is just a new freedom of movement for student athletes. And a lot would say, there's going to be a camp that says this is terrible for college athletics. It's terrible for college football. You have kids, society's not the same as it used to be and blah, 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 blah. And you have another side of the coin saying this is student athletes getting some semblance of control. You can have a coach who can leave at will, buyout or not. Usually the buyout is a situation where the new school will pay the buyout anyway. So there's total freedom of movement for coaches. There's a lot less freedom of movement for athletes, and this is one step in that direction. I think there's still another step coming where you have that early signing period, a coach is there, a coach leaves between December and February, and you're stuck. You have already signed your national letter of intent. Now you can't do anything. I think there's going to be an adjustment to that sort of process too, because schools are gaming it. Guys aren't leaving until the kids are signed, sealed, and delivered, and then what? So this is just one step in the right direction. I do tend to view this. I know it's going to create some chaos in the short term, but I'm for the rights of student athletes. I'm for them getting a chunk of the financial pie then cut down the road. I think this is a step in the right direction. It's just going to be some short-term pain.
Yeah. What do you think about the idea of it being basically like free agency? See, to me, I could care less. For all the reasons you just listed, if guys want to move on, why can't they train? If a normal student if you can get into the university you want to transfer to, you transfer to. It's not like you sit out classes a year. So the flip side of that argument, I guess, would be that these guys are given a lot. They're given cost of living, stipend. They're given a scholarship, of course. And then all the stuff that it obviously comes being a Division I football player, they work for and earn a lot of that stuff. But I can sort of see both sides of the coin. But this whole idea of sitting out of here, if Justin Fields' hardship waiver gets approved at Ohio State, just wipe away all the transfer rules, because I understand there was a situation, but he's leaving 5 months after that situation occurred. It's not like it was something he left immediately about. So I think if you approve that hardship waiver, then just wipe out all these rules and let guys transfer at will. Let them transfer freely, because that's essentially what you're saying and what you're agreeing to by approving that hardship waiver. So we'll have to see what they do at Ohio State, but he didn't hire Tom Mars, the high-powered lawyer, for to not be able to play in 2019.
You're going to see that hardship could be kind of a joke. I'm depressed because I'm not playing as much as I want to. You can open the floodgates big time for that. I want to circle back to each of the guys we talked about from Penn State, look at their situation, where they were, and where their depth chart currently stands going into 2019. Stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.